Come, Holy Spirit, Acts chapter 2, verse 1 through 21. Today is the day of Pentecost Sunday. How do you believe and understand this day and the Holy Spirit? When I was young, while I was memorizing the creed, I was wondering about how can I believe in the Holy Spirit? So I asked my father, "Do you believe in the Holy Spirit?" He said, "Yes, of course." So I asked him again, "Have you ever seen the Holy Spirit? How do you believe without seeing it?" Then he told me about electricity. "Ron, you don't believe there is electricity because you have seen it with your eyes. Since you see the work of electricity, such as lighting up the lamp and in the working of the air conditioning, you know there is electricity. Likewise, believing in the Holy Spirit is the same. Although you don't see the Holy Spirit itself, you come to believe the Holy Spirit exists through the people who work for God by the Holy Spirit." This answer still helps me to understand and believe in the Holy Spirit. Looking into today's gospel scripture, it is part of the farewell discourse of Jesus, which is from John chapters 13 to 17. Before the festival of Passover, Jesus knew that his hour and his ministry in the world were almost done, and he would go to the Father. Therefore, he invited his disciples to the Last Supper so that they could share a last meal together. And he washed their feet to let them know how they should serve and love one another after he is gone. At the prospect of parting, Jesus and his disciples might be very worried. Although, as followers of Christ, the disciples stayed with and were taught by Jesus, they did not exactly know where he was going. Although they were with Jesus, they did not understand the meaning of what Jesus was going to do. Therefore, they were very confused and worried about their faith with the absence of Jesus. In John 16, verse 5 to 7, Jesus said, "Now I'm going to him who sent me, yet none of you asks me, 'Where are you going?' But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your hearts. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away, for if I do not go away, the Advocate will not come to you. But if I go, I'll send him to you." As he prepared to leave the world, he promised that he would send us the Holy Spirit. Actually, the Spirit appears 500 times in the Bible. In the Old Testament, the Hebrew word for Spirit is Ruach. In the New Testament, the Greek word is Pneuma. The words have various meanings, including breathe, air, wind, and of course, Spirit. So when translators find the word Ruach or Pneuma in the Bible, they have to decide based upon the context whether the author means wind, breathe, or Spirit. Also, Spirit needs to be distinguished between God's Spirit and some other kind of Spirit. Anyway, in the Old Testament, Jesus calls the Spirit the Paraclete, and it is translated as Advocate, Comforter, or Helper. These translations help us to have a more friendly image of the Holy Spirit. Through another reading for today, Act 2, we can see what the work of the Holy Spirit looks like. As it is written in verse 1 through 4, "When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly from heaven, there came a sound like a rush of the violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as of fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other language, as the Spirit gave them ability. As it is said, wind, fire, and speaking in tongues are the things that we commonly recall and expect from the work of the Holy Spirit." The word Holy Spirit itself sounds very familiar to us because we heard it a lot in church. But still, many of us feel it is strange and unfamiliar because we've never experienced the Holy Spirit personally in our daily life. Therefore, when we think about the Holy Spirit, we usually recall this scene of the early church in the Bible or something special mystical or miraculous. Or some people do not believe in the work of the Holy Spirit because it is hard to believe or actually experience. They decided not to believe. Today is the day of Pentecost Sunday. Although we don't celebrate Pentecost as we celebrate Christmas and Easter, I think it comes close to them because on the day of Pentecost, we celebrate the birth of the Christian church. However, I believe that this celebration should be different from the celebration of the birth of baby Jesus by shopping, decorating, and baking, or a celebration of Easter with bunny egg hunting and taking pictures. Don't get me wrong, I'm not criticizing what we have done in season of Christmas, Easter, but I'm emphasizing that we should not just celebrate it without knowing its true meaning. Also, I don't mean that we need to only expect a special work of the Holy Spirit through the noise, the fire, and the strong wind from heaven, but we need to expect the work of the Holy Spirit in every day our lives in the midst of our daily lives. Today, in addition to Pentecost, we United Methodist Church are making and marking the 50th anniversary of the United Methodist Church as we celebrate Heritage Sunday. It was on April 23, 1968, that the Methodist Church and the Evangelical Brethren Church officially joined together to become the United Methodist Church. As United Methodists, we have traditionally celebrated this day each year on the third Sunday in May to correspond with Aldersgate Day. Aldersgate Day is celebrated on May 24th to commemorate the day in 1738 when John Wesley experienced assurance of his salvation. Wesley reluctantly attended a group meeting that evening on Aldersgate Street in London. As he heard a reading from Luther's preface to the Epistle to the Romans, he felt his heart strangely warmed. Wesley wrote in his journal that at about 8:45 p.m., while he was describing the change which God works in the heart through faith in Christ, I felt my heart strangely warmed. I felt I did trust in Christ, Christ alone for salvation, and an assurance was given me that He taken away my sins, even mine, and saved me from the law of sin and death. Furthermore, his brother Charles Wesley had also had a conversion experience in the same place only a few days after him. The building where the meetings took place no longer exists. Although Aldersgate Street has been shortened in common Methodist usage to simply Aldersgate, the word has come to represent both the place and the experience. My beloved brothers and sisters in Christ, let me ask you a question. Have you ever experienced the Holy Spirit? Then you may want to ask this question, okay, Pastor? Then, who is the Holy Spirit? Many of us often understand the Holy Spirit as a kind of power or energy, but it is more than that. Holy Spirit is one of the three persons in one God, along with God the Father and the Son. And the Holy Spirit also joined in creation. In Genesis 1:1-3, in the beginning when God created the heaven and the earth was formless, void, and darkness covered the face of the deep, while a wind from God swept over the face of the waters. A wind from God means the Spirit of God. Also, in Genesis 2:3 and 2:7, the Lord God formed me from the dust of the ground, formed man from the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living being. Breath of life also means the Spirit of God. From this, we know that this word and us human beings we're meant to live according to the leading of the Holy Spirit. As the dust of the ground became an alive man only after God breathed into his spirit into it, we also are really alive when the Holy Spirit stays in us. As the world of chaos, darkness, and disorder became bright and ordered when the wind from God intervened, we also need the intervention of the Holy Spirit into our life for it to be bright and ordered. Not only for today, the Pentecost Sunday, but also every day, we should expect the work of the Holy Spirit in our life. The Holy Spirit is not optional, but it is essential for our life. No one knows for sure how the Holy Spirit will work in us. Although John Wesley reluctantly attended a group meeting on that evening, he experienced an unexpected life-changing conversion moment with amazing grace through the work of the Holy Spirit. Like, there is no place in the world without wind. The Spirit of God is always blowing. If we want to go forward, we have to give the sails to the wind. However, we often want to go the way the wind is blowing. We all know how difficult it is and how dangerous it is to continue sailing up the wind. A good captain always tries to feel the wind and to find out where the wind blows and cast an anchor windward. Still, is it hard to believe in the Holy Spirit? I invite you to close your eyes and breathe the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God. Close your eyes and take your time and feel the wind of God. The Holy Spirit will guide you and you will shape your life in an amazing ways. Let us open our hearts and minds to the work of the Holy Spirit, so that the Spirit of God leads us to do amazing things each and every day. Praise God. Amen.